The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Afternoon, you are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind these enemy lines that I call USA Inc. Today's date is November the 7th, 2016. Tomorrow will be the last day that people can go and cast a ballot. We hope for more than just who's going to be selected by the Electoral College to become the next CEO of USA Inc. I hope that they are thinking locally, especially our people living in areas like Ferguson, where we found out that 70% of the population was African descendant people, but yet the city council, police department, everything was being run by racist white folks. So voting does matter. It shouldn't be the only tool in your war chest. It shouldn't be the only weapon that you use against the system. I'm of the belief that if we accept that we have 9 major areas of people activity, and it actually represents in that activity, it actually represents a war effort in those different various activities. So if you are in a war with a group, a nation, what have you, an enemy, if you are in war, where on the battlefield do it make sense to ignore any tool, weapon that you have at your disposal? And a lot of times I hear people, and let me put it this way, there are two sides to that coin. Should I vote? Should I not vote? There are two sides to that coin. Both sides, the non-voters out there, have legitimate reasons why they don't vote. And those who do vote can counter those legitimate reasons with more legitimate reasons why they should vote. But when it comes to when we're talking about federal offices, and particularly the CEO of USA Inc., I'm of the belief, based on the evidence, we can go back to 2000. It's when I really been paying attention. It's really when I really first started hearing about, and I've been paying attention to presidential elections since Reagan. Matter of fact, when I went in the military, I believe, yeah, Reagan was the president. So I've been paying attention because I know that even as a young man back then, I knew it was important who was going to become the commander in chief and pay attention to what they're saying, because that is the person who, with other people far more powerful than me, a private in the United States Army, they were going to make decisions that were life or death decisions for me and my fellow soldiers. So you doggone right, I started paying attention. So, but since I've been paying attention since the late 80s and early 90s, it wasn't until George W. Bush, not the father, but the son, is when I really started hearing a lot of, not just hearing, but seeing evidence to show that those elections were rigged. I think they took a couple of election cycles off of CEO of USA Inc. and they allowed, if anybody heard different, please let us know. But I did not hear a bunch about vote flipping and electronic voter fraud. You just really didn't get that narrative. And I'm talking about from the poll watchers. I'm not talking about from these partisan hacks out here and propagandists on these different partisan networks. Of course, they're going to claim stuff, especially if things didn't go their way. But for the most part, the watchdog groups and what have you, I did not hear about that during the times that Obama was being selected. Didn't hear about that. But we've heard about it already in the Democratic primary. Down in Arizona and other states as well, but Arizona is well documented, and you have the person in charge of all elections down there, I think it's the Secretary of State of Arizona, admitting that their system was hacked, and it was hacked to the benefit of Hillary Clinton. Vote flipping, changing people registrations. So, again, I can see why somebody said, I'm not giving any energy to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, and there's many reasons you shouldn't be giving them any energy, and that includes a vote. But I understand why some people just wash their hands of the entire sad affair. But to those disaffected people, you are active in other areas, no doubt. You may be preparing for the worst, but while we do and should prepare, preparing is preparing to be reactive to what the enemy does. It's not really proactive. It's only proactive in that you're preparing for the worst. And everybody should do that. Not just because a murderous CEO, a murderous person becomes CEO of USA Inc. You should be preparing for anything, not just that. Natural disasters, we just had major hurricane negatively impact a lot of people, and the people that were prepared were not as impacted as other people. They were more prepared. They wasn't standing in the line waiting for the government to bring them some food to feed their family or get some clean water and things, because they were preparing. But that's still reactive. That's a reactive action. Just like the hurricane. You don't know what the hurricane, if a hurricane's coming, but you're going to be prepared so that you can react to any devastation that hurricane may bring. Well, the same thing with politics. Political hurricanes do occur. And people get swept into office, parties get swept into office, and they have an agenda that is anti-freedom, anti-liberty. Of course, you know that. Because every foul, evil thing that has been done in this country, laws were passed by politicians to make what they were doing legal. Jim Crow had to be legislated before business could put a sign on the door that said no niggers, no spicks, no Muslims, whatever, no faggots. Before they could do that, first the city council and the state, so that if the city council passed a ordinance that said that these business owners don't have to let niggers into their restaurants and what have you, they had to pass that ordinance first. But it had to also not be in violation of the state constitution. So you would see state legislation. All of that had to be legislated. How was it legislated? Through politics. So you are impacted most directly by people like your sheriffs. Man, I hate to be, when our listeners live up there where in that county where David Clark Jr., the proxy racist black sheriff up there, just a hateful man, just so full of hate and racism towards black people. He's just an angry black man, and for the wrong reasons. How would you like to live in that? I've heard from that listener, Rob. He said it ain't too great for black men up there, black people, period, in that county with that sheriff. So how did he become sheriff? Well, also through trickery on the ballot. That man's a Democrat. Because most black people have no voting strategy, and I'm not blaming them, because they're programmed to vote certain ways because of the media. The media that is targeting them. People spent millions of dollars, paid people like Steve Harvey and other celebrity figureheads, and it's just a few Ricky Smiley. Look, people getting their voting advice from people like Ricky Smiley and Tom Jones. And these people are so willing to just sell their name and give their energy and lend it to criminals. These are unethical people. But I don't want to get ahead of myself because I do want to have that conversation. And anybody's welcome to join. But how are so many good, moral, ethical people out here that I hear in various places and spaces? How are you giving any energy to Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? And a lot of it has to do with ignorance. It has to do with circumstances. It has to do with intellectual laziness. So I'm not blaming people for giving their energy to a blatant racist. But I mean, which was blatant? What's more blatant, where you say racist words or you do things to people that ends up in a lot of people getting killed, displaced, and all of that? That's blatantly racist, what Hillary Clinton argued to happen to Libya. That's blatantly racist, the $10 billion that they raised in 2 years for Haiti. And nothing got built in Haiti. Very few dollars and butter biscuits went there to help the people of Haiti through the various nonprofit entities set up by the Clintons. How can you give your energy to a person like that? And then I'm supposed to look at you as a thoughtful, intelligent, critically thinking individual. Again, I understand the reason. It's because of the programming. The way I am, the way I am. My views, my values. I've been programmed with these views by various means. So I've been there. I know what it's about. But then I started rejecting programming when I saw and learned what it does to people and how it influences the minds of the masses. I started programming my stuff with things that would be more constructive or more conducive to my worldview and how I critically analyze things. If I do consume the other things, it's with a filter because I know what I'm watching. A lot of people don't know what they're watching. They don't know that's a whole song and what is it, pony act and what have you, and they bought into it. And these are people with degrees. These are people in leadership positions, pastoring churches, where they're supposed to be people that we look at as having wisdom. But then when we see that they can just so easily just dismiss a person cheating their way through the primary, I'm surprised that the Jews ain't outraged that white cracker racist woman Hillary Clinton cheated their Jewish brother Bernie Sanders and all of that going on. They ain't said nothing. I wonder why. But you, I mean, you see these people are crooks and criminals. And instead of you examining the evidence, you're talking about, I don't know why the media reporting this. What, really? So the media shouldn't report that this person did X, Y, and Z, and it was unethical and even criminal? That's your question. Not why did they do it, how did they do it, but why is the media reporting it? Come on, really? This, and this particular person, I'm not making this person up, this particular person is in a leadership position in the black community. Possibly hundreds, because y'all know how many these churches can be, pretty large. And then the local establishment media, the system, will showcase these people, because they know they are not critically thinking about these things, and that they have been blinded or programmed by the white racist programming. So that's what I want to talk about, though, today. Pretty much free flow on this Monday, trying to line up some guests for you. The State of the Black World Conference is coming up this month. Still got about a week and a half out. I'm trying to line up a couple of speakers to come on. One of the ones I reached out to has been on the station before, and they will be speaking or presenting at the Black World, State of the Black World Conference coming up. So definitely looking forward to that. But today, that's what I want to talk about, because millions of people have already cast ballots. Millions more will go cast ballots tomorrow. Tomorrow's supposed to be the last day, and then people will watch television for hours upon hours upon hours to see who's going to get selected to be the next CEO of USA Inc. Well, I'm just going to save myself a whole lot of time, and I'm just going to say, I know the system has been rigged thus far, and that whether it be Donald Trump, whether it be Hillary Clinton, I got a racist white person on my hands that I'm going to have to deal with. So it don't matter. If you're a conscious black person, it don't matter which one. Your approach towards them should be the same. You don't cut none of them slack because they showcase a couple of black people around them and give them some money and butter biscuits and hook them up with some connections. And no. We cannot afford to be soft on these people. Are they soft on us? No, they're not. But they are very, very good at deception. And that is why so many people will go to the ballot box tomorrow, or have already gone, and will cast a vote or ballot for the maiden of mass murder or the diabolical Trumpster. We're talking about two unindicted criminals. He's an unindicted criminal based on the things that came out of his mouth on a hot mic, where they did violate his privacy, but he said what he said. And he was admitting to sexual assault, serial sexual assault, if you will. The lawsuit that has moved forward, scheduled for December in New York City, a federal courtroom in New York City, shows the allegations in there talks about child rape and beating a child. So it's not just some frivolous lawsuit. It would have been dismissed. I'm sure he tried to get it dismissed, but there's enough evidence and some witnesses who have come forward for this young lady. She's still a young lady, for when she got raped. So he's an unindicted criminal. I don't see any prosecutors where this occurred. I don't see Rudy Giuliani, the go-to hanging judge from New York. I don't see him on Fox News calling for whoever the current prosecutor is, whether they be federal, state, or for the city. I don't hear him calling for an investigation into it. I don't hear him saying the statute of limitations don't run out on such crimes. And you see they charging Bill Cosby in a criminal court for what occurred, for one incident that occurred about 15, 20, 30 years ago. I don't know. So Donald Trump is being accused of something much more serious. They're both vile acts. Whether you drugging a woman and having your way with her, or whether you threaten her, threaten to kill her family and everybody she knows, and actually beats her if she tells anybody, and then, I mean, yeah, threaten to kill everybody if she tells anybody. Man, that's just that much more heinous. In my book, they're both pretty heinous. But I don't see Donald Trump being criminally charged for what this young lady has said and what these other people have said. Now, groping and whatnot, that, I don't know. They probably got statute of limitations on that and what have you. Be pretty hard to prove that it actually happened unless you have wit. But I just don't think nobody would sink resources in prosecuting him groping somebody. But what is described in that lawsuit of the Jane Doe, because she was only, 13? And now it's coming out that other people who are stepping forward as witnesses said that he also had sex with a 12-year-old. Partying with the convicted sexual predator who would groom young women to go out and get young girls so that he can pimp them out and hold them as sex slaves, Jeffrey Epstein. All of this stuff is, this is what I'm saying, because you're not seeing it on CNN, then you're not really qualified to be on nobody's television, nobody's radio station, like you're an expert, and nobody should be asking you your opinion on the freaking election. If you don't know these things about this man, all you know is he says a bunch of messed up stuff. You don't know the extent of this man's crimes. Hillary Clinton, you don't know the extent of her crimes, but you get glimpse of them through the WikiLeaks, but then you want to dismiss that because what? Hillary Clinton's campaign, the media that's friendly to that group of racists, they have programmed you with the thought, well, where these emails come from, or the Russians must have doctored them. Nothing that makes any kind of logical sense when you know the history of WikiLeaks. But then you seeing people get fired for cheating during the debates, and you're still going to ignore that. But there's so much other stuff that you're ignoring, like what happened in Libya and what's going on. Because see, them crackers in Washington, they don't care nothing about all them black folks and non-white people that got killed. That's why they only had hearings into what went down in Benghazi, because they was down with overthrowing Libya and killing all them non-white people and primarily black people, Africans. They were down. So they didn't have no hearings on these lies the administration told, with Hillary Clinton out front as Secretary of State, that Gaddafi was killing his own people when he was protecting his own people from those you had armed through the CIA and your other intelligence agency partners out there to start some mess in Libya. Now look at it. The Pentagon predicted it was going to happen. See, they don't know that about Hillary Clinton. They don't know her good confidant, who doesn't even work for the government, is communicating with her via email about these matters, and he's telling her that these racist Arab terrorists that we use to overthrow Gaddafi, they are committing war crimes. They're just targeting people by skin color, and they're committing all kind of atrocities and bunch of mass graves and stuff. And then the images is on YouTube, it's on the internet. And he's telling her, as Secretary of State, she's being informed that these jihadists that the United States government partnered with to overthrow Libya because they didn't want Libya to partner with African nations to create a gold-backed currency. So they went and murdered this man over silver, man. Silver and gold. Murdered him. See, that's what I'm saying. And you a minister and you claim some kind of spirituality or you believe in Jesus Christ and practice how these follow these certain principles, but you willing to give your energy to a person who is unrepentant and committed serious crimes against humanity, not just in Libya, but look also down all them people, them activists got killed down there in Honduras because of her and him, but we focus on her because he's out the door and I can't wait till January 20th gets here. Showing no self-respect out here on the campaign trail. So again, you have any thoughts on this? I'm not telling people not to vote because I'm make sure I'm going to do the best I can to make sure by casting my vote in Gaston County, North Carolina, that if anybody ran for sheriff to run the jail in the county, it's not going to be the next Sheriff David Clark or the next Joe Arapaio. None of that. No. Because then if we wait till these people get into power through the ballot box, and I'm talking locally, we wait, then we want to react to them then. When they declare martial law or where when they start raiding our communities for increase, you know, they got some quotas to increase the numbers on the prison slave plantation, then we reacting to it. Then we reacting. It's not good to react. You got to be proactive. The enemy is on the battlefield. You got to be on the battlefield too in every people activity area. You can't wait till the next Hitler gets in power and then think you're going to be in a position to deal with that person. Especially if they had a blind loyalty of immoral people in the armed services, in the law enforcement, the people with the guns. And there's too many of them. They ain't nothing but low-paid mercenaries in the U.S. military. They're just low-paid mercenaries. I'm sorry to hurt y'all feelings. I'm a veteran too, and that's all I was when they sent me over there in the Gulf War, was a low-paid mercenary. While I was over there, they were making a slave out of my little brother. So I hate to say it, so we don't have any people with backbone in the military or with mental clarity. They're still bought into the system. We don't see, it's just a society just full of millions of people who are unethical, have no moral compass whatsoever. They talk a good game, but they ain't about it. They ain't about living out those principles and not compromising those principles. They'll come up with all kinds of excuses to try to rationalize it. They'll say that's how things work. That's how things work. So little Johnny, little Jill, that's how things work. So you want to become class president of your elementary school, your junior high, your high school. You see the blueprint that Hillary Clinton gave you. Cheat your way. Do whatever you stuff the ballot box, whatever. Bribe people. Do whatever. Because all that matters is you become president. I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. That's pretty much what she's done and worse. So it's okay for you to do it too. That's what millions and millions of people are telling their children. Not with their words, but through their actions. Through their actions. So what does that say for the future of this country if we're already poisoning the youth to, oh, this is how things work? You want to get something done? Well, get something done for who? Who are you getting something done for? But then soon as black people be talking about by any means necessary and operate on the battlefield by the same code that the racist enemy is working by, Then we got those mealy mouth. Oh, they want to be all pious then and keep it nonviolent and yeah, they want to get moral on you all of a sudden. They want to catch a case of ethics all of a sudden. But yet they give their energy to the current CEO of USA Inc., who has been a very violent man, very violent man. The woman who he credited with convincing him to sign his name and give the order as commander-in-chief to work with them racists in Europe to overthrow and destroy the most prosperous country and developed country in Africa. So you're going to give your energy to her. This man wanted him dead 8 years ago, said so, was giving them racists out there little suggestions about assassinations by talking about other people who had been assassinated. And now here we go 8 years later, and all of a sudden, what, Miss Ann ain't racist no more? It's just very disgusting. It's very sad. I can't be mad at them because I know what they're up against in terms of the programming. They have to be, that program has to be decompiled, and they have to be issued new programming. And that is why we do the work that we do through the Black Talk Media Project and many of the other independent media organizations out there. That's why they do what they do. So your support is very, very important. So I'm going to take a station identification break. It's 4:33 p.m. Eastern time as I broadcast to you from behind these enemy lines from my base here in North Carolina, which, by the way, is in a tight race between the maiden of mass murder and the diabolical Trumpster. Pretty tight race here in North Carolina. That kind of concerns me because we've had some very vile and vicious, very bold racists who came into power during the Obama elections. So many of them racist crackers turned out because they had to vote for to keep this black man out of office. And so because of that, a lot of racists got elected to local offices, like state offices, and they have been passing legislation to strip black people of their rights to vote and other things, and had to go to court to fight these things. I mean, it's just a mess. So I think that these crackers are similarly motivated to turn out in large numbers here in the state of North Carolina, especially if they're hearing about it's a neck and neck tie, virtual tie between the maiden of mass murder and the Trumpster. So I'm thinking Pat McCrory has a good chance, a slim chance of hanging on, as well as them racist judges that's in the state courts as well, because I mean they are being challenged. This is the most black people I've ever seen challenge these racists in the people activity area of law through state elected judges. Still, again, don't be fooled. Remember, it's not about skin color. It's about whether or not a person practices justice. That skin color is just a indication, along with other information that you can use to try to determine what you think a person might do until you get more data. But I just hope that these races in North Carolina do not stay in power in this state and become emboldened in this state, and then continue to try to take us back to Jim Crow legislation where they just blatant with it. Jim Crow never went away. I don't even know why they call it Jim Crow, but war has been waging on us, and black codes, slave codes have been on the books and never have ceased to come out. They might reword it, rewrite it, like that 13th Amendment that so many people think abolished slavery, but it really just legalized it. So yeah, tomorrow we will have maybe a new CEO. Well, one will be selected. Whether or not they actually get sworn in office is a different matter. So lots of people, though, will be giving their energy, staying in front of them televisions and what have you. And it is a newsworthy event because I have to be able to formulate a strategy as an abolitionist. If Donald Trump gets in there, we know that he supports private prison slavery. He thinks it's a great ideal. He's flip-flop on cannabis legalization a number of times. We know Hillary Clinton's at a space where she's promised publicly to abolish and end private prisons, but she has shown not to be a woman to be trusted. And again, I did not vote for either one, but I know one of them will be sworn into office. And they're both racist, so I need to do an assessment of their policy, of their platforms, and how are we going to counter what they try to put in place. So again, if you're a black person, if you're a person who trying to bring about a system of justice, it don't matter who, Hillary, Donald, your focus should remain the same, and that's on ending racism, white supremacy, and don't be fooled into thinking. Fooled into thinking that we've made some progress with the election of a racist. So come on, let's be serious now. Let's think about these things and treat them serious. Let's not play games. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I broadcast this program every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to take a station identification break, kick some Sincere Naquari. Check him out online at sincerenaquari.com. Those God Life beats, he's working on a new project. Soon as he completed, I'm sure he'll let us know, and we'll have some more of those tracks for you. But if you have a question, if you have a comment, who you voting for, the maiden of mass murder or the diabolical insufferable Donald Trump? Which one you giving your energy to? Are you voting? Have you voted? Who did you vote for local sheriff? Who did you vote for your local district court judge? Who did you vote for your state judges? The appeals court, the state Supreme Court. Who did you vote for? Do you know those people's names? Who did you vote for school board and city council? Again, don't end up like them people in Ferguson. It's not to blame the people of Ferguson. There's no excuse for racism. There's no excuse for injustice. There's no excuse for slavery. But you had a town 70% black with very poor black turnout to vote for those local offices. And now we see with the killing of Mike Brown that the reaction. We got to stop being reactive. Do we need to react? Yes, you got to be able to respond when things flare up and hot spots are created. You have to react. You have to deploy your response, a counteroffensive or whatever you want to call it. But a lot of that could have been prevented if the elders, the so-called leaders of that community and that county and that town had been grooming, running for office, grooming their children to take power, and galvanizing the black vote. Y'all wouldn't have ended up in that situation. It's not to blame you, but the facts are the facts, and it is what it is. Then when these people get in power and they start throwing us in the jail, start shooting us down in the streets because there's a new sheriff in town, then you want to come out and use your energy to protest. Well, you know, you could have stopped that cracker from getting in the office if you only had been paying attention to what he was saying he was going to do before election day. That man told you he was a racist. He told you he believed in slavery. But yet you didn't think it was important to keep this man from obtaining that position. So Again, this is Black Talk Radio News, broadcasting on the Black Talk Radio Network, where we have been providing you with new black media for the new millennium for the past 8 years. This month is actually our 8th year in existence. I'm not sure the exact date or day in November, because I was so busy trying to figure out how to build a black radio platform that I wasn't paying attention to the date and saying, let me write this date down. This is the date I had the idea and did something towards creating it. So, but we are 8 years old as a independent black media network. Many programs and stations have come and gone, but the core has remained the same, and we're here and we're doing the very best that we can to bring you information, news, and commentary from a black perspective. We'll be back on the other side.
Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mr. Christian Champagne.
I'm a Dubai Wanky, I'm a Baker Killing in DC. Cause I know Obama, y'all will kill my mama, I'm moving east to DC. I'm a Dubai Wanky, I'ma make a killing in DC. Cause I know Obama, I'ma make some money, mama, you gon' be proud of me.
You have to ask yourself, what is a state? Then you have to take an inventory of every single thing that goes into the making of a state. Let's start with a safety pin to hold your child's diaper together. If you got to buy a safety pin from your former colonial master, then you're a liar when you say you built a state. You're a sham. If you're going to build a state, then everything that's needed to maintain that state should be ready. You should have trained people to handle your harbor. Your people, not Martin's.
I'm a Dubai Ranking Runway. I'm a make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'm a Dubai Ranking Runway. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, I'ma make some money, mama, you gon' be proud of me.
When you don't have all those things functioning for you in your hands, you're an imitation of a state. We have done the wrong thing with our children. Let them have that choice about what to study. You study what we need. A few years ago, when I was in East Germany, a German teacher told me, he said that I know right now how many refrigeration workers I'm going to need 20 years from now. So I turned to the school and said, turn them out.
I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all will tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my run, get run free. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause
Yes, I know Obama gonna make some money. Mama, you gon' be proud of me. I'ma do my right in front of me. I'ma make a killing in D.C. Cause I know Obama, y'all gon' tell my mama I'm moving east to D.C. I'ma do my right in front of me. I'ma make a killing in D.C.
I'm an avid baseball player and a huge fan of Chicago White Sox.
That's right.
My neighborhood is tough. It isn't always safe. Just recently, I was robbed while walking home from school. But those challenges have not stopped me.
Be bold enough to line our children up and say that in order to maintain our state, we need so many harbor experts, we need so many mining engineers, so many people who know metals, so many oceanographers, so many people to handle the fisheries. Now, what you want to study? You said music. Is it Bill State? Will it Bill State? First things first.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. Scotty Reed in on this broadcast, and that was God Life Beats from the Beat Tape Lectures, Volume Number 1. And that was, of course, that was Dr. John Henry Clark. What was the name of that? 'Cause I Know Obama. All right, that's track number 13 from the Beat Tape Lectures, Volume 1. Keep the good work up, Brother Sincere Naquari. First things first. First things first. So he named all these things that you need to have a state. And I recognize the fact that we really don't have a black America. We don't have no black nation, no nation inside of a nation. That's silly talk, okay? That's silly talk. Let's be real. We don't have, where is our army yet? Because if we got an army, we need to be deploying those army against those slave catchers out there. So where our army at? Who's the commander in chief of this army? And where our politicians at? Because those ones that's working for USA Inc. work for USA Inc. They have not been working for us. We can look at their track record, look at their resume. They have been ineffective. And they need to be fired. So how you going to have a state without politicians? You got to have a politician to deal with other states, right? Diplomacy, trade deals, all of that kind of good stuff. So that's what I'm saying. We cannot ignore any area of people activity, because if you're going to be sovereign, you better be able to do all these things like Dr. John Henry Clark is talking about. It takes to run a state. So once USA Inc. collapses because of its capitalist system, which is built on monopoly money, because it may collapse, what we gonna do as a people? We ain't even prepared, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't even think we prepared to even form a nation. Our own nation. Who gonna lead us? The same misleaders who's been misleading us for the past 40 years, or the ones that are working for USA Inc. and after USA Inc. collapse, all of a sudden we gonna pull them in, when for all this time they've been dealing in treachery and working with the enemy? No. So again, we have to be preparing our young people in all areas of people activity. We have to be opposing the enemy in every area of people activity. And that includes number 6, politics, because with number 6 is how you get to number 5. What's number 5? Law. Who writes the laws? Well, the people who are in politics writes the laws. And once you have a law, then you enforce that law with what? Law enforcement. So you can ignore these people in any area of people activity at your own peril. again, I'm not blaming anybody for whatever area they're not working in. But we shouldn't be sniping at each other and saying, well, what you're doing is a waste of time and whatnot. Well, that's a pretty blanket statement, and you don't know what that person or any coalitions they might be in or what they're trying to accomplish, because politics is very, very complex. A lot of entanglements, very dirty business. And until this corporation is dissolved, we got to deal with it. Malcolm X said, by all means necessary. That includes politics. Before he was killed, he was trying to educate people on how they playing you in politics. And you got to learn how to come up with strategies and stick together, because you, the crackers, be having wars against themselves. They have a civil war every 4 years. If we're talking about CEO of USA Inc., the racist crackers have a civil war in politics every year. That when the enemy is divided, that's an opening, man. That's an opening for you to get your agenda shoved down in there. Make deals with whoever the heck you need to make deals with. But ain't nobody making any deals with black people, because black people are voting based off of emotions and not off of any kind of analytical strategy that has been laid out. Small numbers of them are, but not enough. But again, this is not to say that black people are lacking in intelligence or any other area, because a lot of these dumb crackers here in North Carolina, they don't have no voting strategy either. They voting for a person because they either a woman, or they voting for a person because he's a racist. He's open with it, and he wants to take us back to the days of strange fruit in the trees and no prosecutions against terrorists and what have you. Telling people to beat up people at it. Yeah, that's why they voting for him. It's not an intelligent strategy. That too is voting based off emotions. So everybody all in their feelings. Except for who? The people who's orchestrating the show. The people that's in certain positions in media, certain positions in finance, certain positions in religion, and all these other people activities. These politicians go out and get their vote. Labor, law, educators, teachers, they all people just don't understand. They can't understand. And again, the system is corrupt as all get out. I understand that. But I'm going to make them cheat me, so I can then take that evidence and show it to the people. And hopefully this anger will keep building and building till we reach a mass number of people who are ready to dissolve the corporation and start over from scratch on a foundation of justice and not a foundation of slavery. But again, I am concerned about the police slave catching activity in my county, what goes on in that jail. We don't hear about people getting beat up in there, getting killed, murdered in there. We like to keep it that way, because either one of us or our family members could end up in that jail. So Mr. Pendergraft, I hope you are reelected. Sheriff Pendergraft, been a sheriff for I don't know how long, probably 10 years. 10, 15 years. So I like to keep him pending the dissolution of the corporation. I'd rather have a nice, let's say, how can I put this? Words are important. Let's say a slave catcher who's not abusing the captured, the people in captivity, as opposed to one who is abusing them, raping them, beating them, all that. So again, judges down there, I've seen, and even me, had some tickets one time This has been years and years ago, but had some tickets one time, had a driving no license, another ticket. Went and got the did what they told me to do to get it straight. Pay my old fines, all of that. They tow up the other ticket. You straight. That's all we was trying to do, Mr. Reed, was get your license situation straight. You straight. So we gonna tear this up right here. You don't have to come back to court and all of that. As opposed to, we gonna throw you in jail, give you a $500 bill, get some money out your family, keep you coming back to court. Then you still gonna be digging yourself a hole and still ain't got a valid driver's license. So these people in these local county courthouses, judges, sheriffs, council people around here, man, there's so many little municipalities, but these people are in strategic positions to make decisions that's going to impact everybody's life in this county. Am I concerned about the maiden of mass murder? Absolutely, because I don't want no more people abroad or domestically to fall victim to her propensity to do violence. And I don't want them to fall victim to the Trumpsters. So I didn't vote for either one of them. I voted for a third party, and then I voted all those black judges in, kicked all the racist Republicans out, and we'll see how it turned out. We'll see how it turned. Took me 15 minutes, man. I've wasted 15 minutes on less constructive things. So, but it still boggles my mind that people are endorsing either of these people and talking about and admit it to you publicly. I'm like, Lord, you are just not that informed on this person. And if you are informed about all these things I've been reporting on for a number of years, other stuff people report on that you're not going to see on CNN and MSNBC, you're just going to just ignore that because you're so scared of the Trumpster. You should be more scared of the Wicked Witch of the West, who has destroyed entire nations and ripped off others. I mean, $10 billion. How do you just lose $10 billion, Clinton Foundation? How do you lose $10 billion that was earmarked? People donated, countries donated to your foundation for the people of Haiti, and then that money just get missing? Come on, y'all. But none of that concerns you. We just got to stop Donald Trump. Man, again, regardless of who's CEO of USA Inc. come January the 21st and whenever they get a State of the Union address and what have you, victims of this system, you ain't nothing gonna change. You still gonna have to fight and counter racism. That's all I got for you today. I guess yeah, we'll go ahead and wrap it up early. We do at 6 o'clock p.m. in about an hour have Tando Radio Show coming on. What is the title of his show? He's talking about Your Bullet Is Your Ballot and talking about the deception that's going on. A lot of people being deceived. Yeah, yes, they are. A lot of people being deceived. And many, 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 many different people activity areas on this planet that people are engaged in. So I'll be back on air tomorrow. Hopefully I will be bringing on Sister DeWoody, who will be speaking at the State of the Black World Conference that's coming up here. Check out btrcommunity.com for those details of that conference if you want to attend. You've probably been hearing some of the promos running on the station, but she's going to be presenting. She's been on before in terms of her work as a NGO on the international scale dealing with human rights. And so we'll be hopefully talking to her tomorrow or sometime this week. Recognize the fact that you live behind enemy lines, where slavery is the supreme law of the land. When you understand that, then you'll stop playing games. You'll stop acting like you live on the best, in the best country on the face of the planet, when it has the world's largest prison population, which is nothing but slave labor, because at least 70% of the people in there have not committed a crime against another individual nor the state. In fact, it is the state who has committed the crime against them. So when you recognize these things, it should hopefully motivate you to counter them in whatever area you see your strong suit is, whether that's in war, religion, politics, law, labor, entertainment, education, economics, even sex. So with that said, peace and blessings to all y'all. Be safe.